Newspeak, woke BBC altered alleged rape victim's quotes to not misgender trans attacker. By Kurt Sindelka on May 31, 2022. The BBC altered testimony from an alleged rape victim to fall in line with her transgender attacker's preferred pronouns. An article published on the website for the UK's publicly funded broadcaster last year, previously entitled "We're Being Pressured into Sex by Some Trans Women," saw woke editors change quotes from an alleged rape victim who had referred to her attacker as he/him. According to a report from the Times of London, the quotations were changed in order to not misgender the alleged rapist and to conform to the BBC's style guide, which was developed with input from the BBC Central Diversity Team. Replacing references to he/him in the piece with they/them, the article reads, "They threatened to out me as a TERF and risk my job if I refused to sleep with them. I was too young to argue and had been brainwashed by queer theory, so they were a woman even if every fiber of my being was screaming throughout, so I agreed to go home with them. They used physical force when I changed my mind upon seeing their penis and raped me." The editorial decision to change the quotations was reported a contentious issue within the broadcaster, with some journalists arguing that the remarks should have been published unaltered and others believing that the alleged sex attacker's pronouns should be respected. In a statement, the BBC said, "It's routine to have editorial discussions about different stories. Our only intention when deciding on language is to make things as clear as possible for audiences." Britain's public broadcaster went on to say that while the style guide influenced the decision, it was ultimately up to the newsroom to alter the quotations. The style guide, which sets out the language rules for news reporting at the BBC, was updated in November of 2020 to include, where possible, use the term /s and pronoun /s preferred by people themselves, when they have made their preferences clear. Criticizing the decision, the co-founder of the feminist Get the L Out organization, Angela Wilde, said, "It's really unethical and disrespectful to the victim. It's a form of gaslighting for a woman who has already been through sexual violence." Despite conforming to woke language parameters, the BBC's article drew fierce backlash from the left for highlighting how some lesbian women have felt pressured into having sex with biologically male transgender individuals. Over 20,000 people, including some from within the BBC, signed an open letter last year denouncing the article as incredibly dangerous to transgender people in Britain. It is not the first time that the BBC has been criticized for conforming transgender ideology, with the broadcaster being forced to issue a correction to an article calling women people assigned female at birth. This week, the BBC has also admitted that a Radio 4 program was misleading after a presenter had characterized Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's views on transgenderism as very unpopular. Though the broadcaster said that Rowling's views might be offensive to some, there was no conclusive evidence that the objectors represented a majority. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.